This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله, dear listeners, sisters and brothers. This is Arab English Radio. Once more, I have the honor to be here with you. You're listening to Asma. And in here, we talk basically some literary stuffs related to Ashura and the Battle of Karbala. We are talking about plenty much of artistic aspects that are involved with the topics that are related to Ashura and the battlefield of Karbala. There we talked about different forms of literary pieces that belong to the vast literature of Ashura, about the themes that reflect the goals of Ashura and shed light on the main characteristics of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his honorable, respectful companions. We even mentioned the kind of a play specialized for Ashura called Ta'ziyah. Then we talked about those specialized narrations that is a ritual in Persian Islamic heritage. We said that the main aim behind these plays and these narrations is to give a visual account of Ashura and give us the slightest feeling of sympathy and condolence. They take us through an unimaginable passion and emotion that already exists in our heart regarding our beloved Imam and his companions. Now, in today's episode, I would like to talk about a very important aspect of literature of Ashura, which is about its dynamic soul, its liveliness. That is, it never seems to be repetitive. We hear all those poems and the exact account of Battle of Karbala year after year, but it never feels as something monotonous or boring. It is like an active volcano that burns every year with the same power and vigor. Now, it's very important to take it into consideration that it is not something done by human beings. We know that this is a spiritual promise. This is the promise that God has made to his martyrs. Their name will never be forgotten and their memory will never fade away. So their name shall live forever, just like a tree that gives new branches to itself. The thing about the story of Karbala is a little bit of different because the story that happened in there, the horrendous situation that happened to our beloved Imam and his companion, is a sort of a thing that God himself is going to retribute for that. So he himself has made a promise that he is going to be the one who takes revenge for this. So the first thing that happens is that the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam would never cease to exist. And every year it's going to be stronger. The passions are going to be deeper. And the amount of people that are going to know him, that are going to be attracted to him, is going to increase year by year. As you can see in different platforms, that there are plenty much of people who are from different religions, yet when they hear his name, their eyes will be filled with those circles of watery teardrops, and then they start crying without even knowing why, because they do not know anything about him. Just hearing the story that happened to him and his family makes our heart, any heart that has got a purity in itself or that's got some sort of insight inside of it, would get to feel the sorrow and sympathy to share with Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companion.
Hope you have instilled in our heart, in a world where hopes disappear. Peace you have ingrained in our soul, in a time when peace becomes rare. Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave mankind's heart it reawaked.
So as I just told you, every year we go through the very same accounts, the very same poems, yet they are dynamic. They have the same, or let's just say, more powerful passions to share. Still, when you hear to them, you feel like you are hearing them for the first time. They seem to be very much touching, moving, and giving so much of lessons year by year. It is true that you have listened to us as Muslim people, have been involved with these stories ever since we have been children. So it is not a very strange thing for us to just feel like it's something that every year happens to us. So we should cease to be engaged in all of those things normally. But what happens in here is that the story of Ashura is different. There's no way for us to feel like bored or exhausted. There's no way for us to feel that, okay, this is something repetitive and I no longer feel like I'm engaged. No, it's no way like this. It is actually the reverse. Every year, you just take part in these ceremonies. You listen to these poems as if you are getting to know them for the first time. And every year, it is very, very strange case, you know? Every year, you start to get familiar with the different aspects of this tragic epic that happened in the Islamic history. Just as I told you, there are some factors behind this very truth. One of them is the act of God, the will of God. God himself wishes for the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to flourish everywhere and for his memory to never be forgotten, or going just far away from the reach of his loved ones.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
The other factor is actually the help of these literary pieces. You know, every year there are different sessions in which poets and writers start to share their books, their new books, their new editions, their new poems, compositions, in order to make sure that the New Year's ceremony is going to be filled with some new materials. But even if there is no new material, the story of Karbala will never cease to exist, because that is the will of God. He wants it to flourish, he wants it to bloom, and he wants the ideas behind the battlefield of Karbala to spread everywhere, to get into the heart of every pure soul that is living everywhere in this world. That was the whole thing that I just wanted to shed light upon. The liveliness and the dynamic aspect of the literature of Ashura is something that is very interesting, and also it attracts attention, really. It is something that is very strange and very interesting, and it is the will of God. So this is all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you for staying with us.
every grain of sand in every desert land. He knows every shade of pine.